Welcome to the Making Footprints, Not Blueprints podcast. My name is Andrew James Brown and I'm the minister of the Unitarian Church in Cambridge, UK. Knowing that full scope always eludes our grasp, that there is no finality of vision, that we have perceived nothing completely and that, therefore, tomorrow a new walk is a new walk, I hope that, on occasions, you'll find here a helpful liberal, religious and philosophical reflection that encourages you to journey through life, making footprints rather than blueprints. Welcome. Will ready-made religions ever really fit us properly? A short thought for the day offered to the Cambridge Unitarian Church as part of the Sunday service of mindful meditation. In the Gospels written by Luke and Matthew, Jesus tells us this story. And as the disciples went along the road, someone said to Jesus, "I will follow you wherever you go." And Jesus said to him, "The foxes have holes and the birds of the sky nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere he may lay his head." It's a story that's often been employed to encourage people to follow Jesus wherever that may lead. But generally, this really means to follow Jesus wherever this or that particular church or this or that particular charismatic preacher alone has already decided where following Jesus leads. Alas, that is nearly always into something which bears very little relationship to Jesus' own spirituality, religious practices, and beliefs, which, remember, were rooted firmly in the kind of Judaism being practiced in the first century of the Common Era. But the 19th century Russian novelist and spiritual writer, Leo Tolstoy, interpreted the story somewhat differently. Here is how he presents Jesus' teaching in his short book, The Gospel in Brief. "And a certain man said to Jesus, 'I will follow you no matter where you go.' At this Jesus said to him, 'There is nowhere to follow me. I have no home, no place where I could live. Only animals have lairs and dens, but man is at home anywhere that he can live by the Spirit.'" The result of following this teaching of Jesus's, for Tolstoy anyway, is not to be led to some fixed lair and den, i.e. to some claimed final idea, church, practice or belief, and to be told that this is forever your true and final home. No. Instead, Tolstoy's whole understanding of what it means to follow Jesus' teaching is about learning to open oneself up to that free spirit which allows a person to encounter the world in a direct, unmediated way, wherever it is that person finds themselves in the world. Tolstoy thinks that, when this is done well, a human being can be at home anywhere. Now, this way of being in the world is what the 20th century Japanese educator and spiritual writer Imaoka Shinichiro called Jiyu Shukyo, which, as many listeners to this podcast will know, may be translated as either free religion or as a creative free spirituality. Imaoka Sensei was clear that being an advocate of Jiyu Shukyo never stopped a person from being an active member of a Jewish or a Christian community, or indeed an active member of any other kind of religious tradition, so long as that person continued to remain genuinely open to the insight that no specific religion either monopolizes religious truth or is the ultimate embodiment of it. Imaoka Sensei, like Tolstoy before him, thinks that Jesus embodied just such a spirituality, a free spirituality, one which was concerned to engage in the endless pursuit and improvement towards universal and ultimate truth as a core element in every authentic religious life. As many of you will be aware, this Jiyu Shukyo, this creative free spirituality, is central to the kind of spiritual practice I'm explicitly encouraging and trying to nurture in the local community where I minister. It's a way of being in the world which allows us to be held gently, but firmly, by a centre of gravity that simultaneously frees us from the need to hold on to all fixed and final dogmas. It's a way of being in the world centered here on meditation and conversation, which helps us to find a position which can orientate us authentically in the world without the need for a fixed and final position. Now, this kind of spirituality is well illustrated by the parable of the raft told by Shakyamuni Buddha. It tells of how a man was trapped on one side of a fast-flowing river. On this bank there was great danger and uncertainty, and on the far side was safety. However, there was no bridge crossing the river, nor was there a ferry. So what was the man to do? Well, he gathers together a number of logs and vines, which he then uses to build a raft that could take him across the river. Then Shakyamuni asks those listening to him a question. What would you think if the man, having crossed over the river, thought to himself, "This raft has served me well, so from now on I will carry it on my back"? Shakyamuni's audience replied that it would not be at all sensible. And Shakyamuni continued, "What if the man lay the raft down, gratefully thinking that it had served him well, but since it was no longer of any use, he could leave it there on the shore?" His listeners replied that this would be the proper thing to do. And Shakyamuni concluded by saying to them, "So it is with my teachings, which are like a raft and are for crossing over with, not for seizing hold of." In the eyes of the practitioner of Jiyu Shukyo, Jesus' teachings are akin to those of Shakyamuni Buddha and all the other great spiritual teachers, namely, truly excellent material, logs and vines, out of which all kinds of fine and serviceable rafts can be built, which people can hold on to and live upon, to sail to the other shore with appropriate confidence. In their different ways, these rafts provide for people good homes. And as we travel through this astonishingly complex, beautiful, and highly dynamic world, they provide them with solid enough positions to hold on to, which can help them to structure genuine meaning and worth. But as the parable of the raft reveals, it's important never to become too firmly attached to these necessary but temporary structures. And, as both Jesus and Shakyamuni's parables reveal in different ways, we mustn't start to think of them as our true and final home, den, lair, or position. For the practitioner of Jiyu Shukyo, as I feel sure Shakyamuni Buddha, Jesus, and Tolstoy were, our true spiritual home can therefore always be accessed wherever we are. And if some already existing ready-made religion like Judaism, Christianity, or Buddhism, whatever, speaks to us sufficiently well, then all well and good. But as Imaoka Sensei realized, each of these great teachers fully understood it's not Buddhism, Judaism, Christianity, or whatever other religion that exists first, and we only come after. On the contrary, we humans exist first, and only then comes Buddhism, Judaism, Christianity, etc. And one profound and deeply challenging consequence of this insight is that, just as some of us understand that when we're trying to buy a new dress or suit, the ready-made cuts and sizes are never going perfectly to fit us, some of us also understand that the ready-made religions are never going perfectly to fit us either, and that something more fitting can be made. This realization is, of course, precisely what drove the reforms Shakyamuni Buddha and Jesus sought to make to their own ages' established religions and spiritual traditions. And this is where a creative free spiritual community, like the one we're trying to create here in Cambridge, finds its appropriate, if always liminal, vulnerable, and tenuous role in the world. It exists simply to offer people who can't be fully satisfied with ready-made established religions a more flexible and fitting raft upon which to travel to the other shore. But as I say this, it's vitally important to be clear that sailing on this raft is not about rejecting established religions, not at all. It's solely about being as faithful as possible to our own genuine spiritual insights and needs, but without ever becoming attached to them, as if they could provide some fixed and final answer to the always unfolding mystery and miracle of life. And that brings us to the end of this edition of the Making Footprints, Not Blueprints podcast. So, farewell for now, and remember, tomorrow a new walk is a new walk. See you on the path.